This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, on an artist's perspective, KMUW commentator Kurt Klontz says it's worth the journey to the second floor of City Arts to see this new exhibition.
Ian Stewart's work is to local art what Iggy Pop's music is to rock and roll. Place yourself in its midst and you'll get a full dose right in the face. Stewart's work, piece by piece, stands well on its own. But when examined in an installation setting like his current Found Sound exhibit, the experience is loud, raw, and what I call Peace Fest meets Kush violence. Stewart is at his best when given the space to spread his gasoline mix of collage, found objects, drawings, and paintings out in eclectic splashes. When you first view Found Sound in a second floor hallway at City Arts, you may feel he cheated himself out of a far better exhibition space. But when you take the exhibit in, you understand his genius in placing the exhibit exactly here. The space is as random and as wonderfully absurd as Stewart's body of work. Stewart's work may not be made for our eyes, but instead wallpaper for his busy brain housing. He may only share it with us to exercise inner spirits or to finally get some sleep. The many works of ink, clippings, string, found wood, money, house paint, vintage play blocks, and knives is put together in such a way as to convey screams and other primal sounds. Men with ski masks, faces blotted out by pink polka dots, nails connected by string. There is no way to sell you on seeing this show by describing one or two pieces. I cannot do it justice. You'll have to knock yourself over the head with it on your own. Stewart wants to be your dog. I suggest you let him do it. For KMUW, I'm Kurt Klontz.